Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Give us the opportunity to try and melt away your anxiety and help you through any handyman, home repair, or remodeling project you're thinking about tackling around your house. We can give you that hand here Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning. We've been here for 25 years. We've become an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. We are the number one, quite humbly, I have to say this, we are the number one weekend radio show in Arizona. Thank you, Arizona homeowners, for making us that. You call us at 1-888-767-4348. What are those pictures, buddy? We have a listener just sent us a bunch of pictures. What's that all about?
It's a masonry project and that he's working on. I can't exactly tell. I'm trying to read the... He calls it his pillar project. He just really wanted to let us know that he can hear us from Turkey Creek.
Turkey Creek. All right. There's a couple Turkey Creeks in Arizona. Is that Turkey Creek Chiricahua?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very nice.
Yes, he said I'm going to drive to the east side at the portal store to call from there just to verify that we can even hear it on the far side of the mountain on KNST.
Awesome.
So appreciate Fantastic. You spending your Saturday morning with us. Mike was his name. Thank you, Mike. Want to get to the phones?
Let's bring them back.
What do you have? All right. Every line is full. So when you hear us clear a call, that will be your chance to hit send if you've already got 1-888-767-4348 on your phone. As soon as we clear a call, hit send, and that'll be your best chance to get in. On hold longest is Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Very well. Super fantastic. What's your question, sir?
Recently, I replaced hallway lighting fixtures in my hallway, and I didn't realize when I bought them that they take smaller than the standard size bulb. And for some reason, they're burning through bulbs really fast. I've actually even tried CFL light bulbs, and they last maybe 2 months.
Just since you put the new fixtures in?
Yes, sir.
That's generally a voltage problem where we're not delivering full voltage. You installed them yourself?
Yes, I did.
You're getting one. Are you getting at the light bulb socket? Are you getting one 18, 120, 122?
I have not checked that. I'll have to pull my meter out to make sure.
Why don't you check that? And then, Jennifer, could you quick look up Alan Childers' number at Statewide Lighting? I'll give you Alan's name and number, and he could probably be a little bit more specific help for you. But generally, if we're burning through light bulbs like that, there's two reasons. And I'm going to get in trouble for telling you the first reason. It's because we're buying our light bulbs at big box stores, and I'm telling you, I've never had a light bulb from one of those stores last near as long as they're supposed to. The second problem would be the fact that they're inferior bulbs. The second fact would be we don't have regular voltage running to that particular fixture for one reason or another. A lot of times we get homeowners calling us and telling us my whole house is going through light bulbs, and I can tell you almost invariably that's because there's a weak leg in your service entrance panel, and we're not delivering consistent voltage to it. So I'm not an electrician. Those are my two guesses. Call Alan.
That's 480-391-0452.
That's at Statewide Lighting, the Rosie Certified Lighting Fan and Circulation Expert.
We appreciate the call. Judy and Gilbert, welcome. How may we help you?
Hi, I am a... We recently bought a house in Gilbert in September. People lived in it before we moved in, but we have a musty water smell that we can't get rid of whenever we turn on a faucet.
How long have you been in the house?
Since September.
Since September. Have you separated? Is it cold or hot water?
No, it doesn't matter which one we turn on, hot or cold.
That's interesting. What is the vintage of the home? When was it built?
It's only 4 years old, so it was built in 2010.
That really perplexes me.
And it's every faucet, every fixture, every place in the house.
Yeah, every faucet in the house. It's a distinct smell as soon as you turn it on first thing in the morning. I don't notice it so much as the day goes on, but I smell it, and so does my husband.
Well, I'll tell you what, our good friend, the Crisman brothers at EcoWater, right there in Gilbert, Eco Water.
Okay.
We'll try and get their number here for you real quick. They could come out and test the water and figure out what's in it or what may be causing the problem and do an analysis of it. That's where I would start. The company's called All About Water.
That's 480-892-7556.
We appreciate the call. Man, there's nothing worse than trying to brush your teeth or do your dishes or, just operate water when you want to dry heave every time you smell
it. You're brushing, then you bend over the lavatory sink, you turn on the water to wash away your rinsed out mouth, and you start dry heaving. It's a hard way to start the morning.
How do you recover after that?
It's hard. It can be hard. Romy, it's that time of the show where I always lean on you to update our listeners with what's going on in the technological end of Rosie on the House through the website and the email and the social networking as to what you found pertinent or interesting this past week.
Being the first Saturday of the month,
yes,
we're going to cover our home preparedness. We started.
Wait. Somebody hit record. We need to record this so we can send it to all the folks in Atlanta.
You know, since we started on Veterans Day of 2013, we had multiple winter vortexes. We've had the chemical spill in West Virginia that left a lot of people without drinking water. And Atlanta basically just handcuffed by 2 inches of snow. Obviously, none of those have happened here. But those are all things that have happened that have left people in need since then. I don't know what instance would cause that for the great state of Arizona. I think we're lucky in a lot of ways where we're a lot closer to snow plows and people that have been familiar with snow. And, I don't know how far you'd have to go from Atlanta.
Well, just the transformer burnout in the East Valley that left people without power for a couple of days.
There wasn't half a million people.
Romy, there wasn't one person trapped in a car in Atlanta for 16 hours that didn't spend 14 hours saying, I should've.
Any minute now, somebody. We broke it into 12 steps of home preparedness. Our first step that we covered in December was water. That's available at rosieonthehouse.com. Then in January, we covered food. Food preparedness. How many people in those cars of Atlanta were wishing that the Alabama Chick-fil-A manager was the Chick-fil-A manager at the one closest to wherever they were broken down that went handed out sandwiches? Well, I don't know about you, but I have emergency water and MREs in my truck. And you get hit by a haboob, or you get stuck and you can't cross the road because it's flooded, and you're gonna have to wait there for a while. And eventually you're going to get hungry, so I always keep those available. This month, February, we're talking cooking supplies. If you did have to shelter in place for a little while and you had no electricity, could you really realistically cook? Or are you going to be sitting there eating raw meat? So we break down just the items that you can go through as a backup. If you've ever been camping or you're in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or you've been in the outdoors, you probably have a Coleman stove of some type, gas operated, that you could use for a backup. If not, get to somebody that location that sells camping supplies. It's not ideal for in the kitchen, and a lot of these I would probably encourage people to take outside to do their cooking.
Ventilation's important.
Having the ability to get that going is would be crucial. Solar cooking is another thing that I'm a fan of. We actually, most of our bread we cook in the sun oven just because it never, have you ever burnt the bottom of a bread? Stuck in the pan at the bottom or you've crusted the top? We've never had one blister or burn in a solar oven. Open flame cooking, if you've got a charcoal pit, making sure you've got extra charcoal, although charcoal goes really quick. If you have one that's gas, a lot of the gas grills have a heat plate. You just use like an electric or a gas stovetop, your grills that way. Having the utensils to do that. You're not going to take your plastic spatula that you use on your little electric skillet for your eggs outside, so you want to make sure you have proper tools for that. And then cleaning. You know, obviously, if you don't have power, you probably don't have running water, so the ability to clean and prep your meal and be ready for the next one. So that is, we've put that guide together, and that's available. And that is now three. And every month, we will continue to go down. Next month, we're going to be talking about power supply. Backup power supplies, if you have solar panels or solar generators or gas generators, or even I was at the Gear Up shop in Scottsdale. They sell a bike hooked up to a power generator.
There you go.
Get on and pedal your bike to keep your groceries cold in your refrigerator.
There you go. All right. So the take home for that is three things. Live close to a Chick-fil-A.
Live close to a Chick-fil-A.
Don't be one of the people saying I shoulda.
No.
And let's use the Rosie on the House preparation guide to just ensure we've got the basic. We're not talking about Armageddon and bunkers and all of that. We're just talking about basic safety, basic life needs in a situation where you may be without power, without water.
We've broken it down into these different categories because when you get started, it can be extremely overwhelming. And if you talk to the wrong people that'll press a panic button and get you worked up, you could spend a lot of money really quick to accomplish very little. So broken down monthly like this, it's an affordable way to, at the end of our exercise in Veterans Day 2014, you'll be confident, secure, that if something happens and you got to hang out at your house for a couple weeks, no sweat.
And that certainly includes your vehicle. Have a couple of these things in your vehicle as well at all times. So then when it happens say, that old Rosie and their whole team, boy, they sure saved my bacon this time.
One of those 12s is a vehicle kit.
Yeah.
So we'll cover that a little bit later. I did not want to jump ahead just because, like I said, this isn't a something to operate off of headline news or scare tactics. If somebody's stranded in Arizona, it's probably, like I said, floods or haboobs, and we're not going to have those, hopefully, until a little bit later in the summertime, at which point we will have covered vehicles. So cooking supplies for this.
When I'm out hunting and camping and hiking with my buddies, I mean, they look at my truck and they say, Rosie, that's a rolling Walgreens. It's a rolling Bash's grocery store. I mean, if I broke down, dropped my differential, lost my transmission, engine burned up, if the truck didn't burn, I could set up a real nice camp for a real long time.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the conversation, we have Cheryl in Surprise wants to talk about tile. We have Gordon in Tucson wants to talk about paint. Carlos in Phoenix wants to talk roofing. And then next hour, we have Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solution talking foundation repair and stabilization. It's all here at Rosie on the House.